Welcome to MBA Mental Boost. This is your coach, Dr. Rosie, and today I'm talking about the art of surrender. Now, this is something I have to work so much on myself, and I think as high performers, allowing things to happen, taking a step back, not trying to control, can be really hard. And I just want to say that first off, you know, we're all doing this work. But when we're going through a period of change, the worst thing we can do is to push and grasp and try to control. Because if you think about pushing, it's moving something further away from you. And so when we're pushing, we're less likely to be getting to that outcome. But the funny thing is, our brain tells us if we're pushing, if we're controlling, if we're grasping, it's a comfort because it feels like we're doing something. And you know, feeling in control feels good, right? But the thing is, we can't control the outcome. What we can control is how we show up, how we react, how we respond. So we have to kind of try and flip the script on that in terms of what we're controlling or what's going to support us to get what we want or to go through a period of change or to step out of our comfort zone. Isn't controlling the outcome, but it's learning how to control our emotions, our brain, our nervous system, how we can control and support the way that we show up and the action that we take. Can you notice that? Like, I'm even slowing down as I'm talking to you about this because I'm like, oh, this feels so good. What I'm about to talk to you about is going to feel so good to tell you. And I know it's going to feel so good for you to receive as well. So I really want you to hold on to what I say today and take this with you. So we need to release that need for control and allow things to happen. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't take action. So don't confuse this with like, okay, got to just like sit back now and like wait for stuff to happen. It's like, no, that's not what it's about at all. But how many times have you been in your head about a situation or an outcome or like the worst possible thing unfolding? It can be really easy for us to get caught up in our head, in our thoughts. We start overthinking and that doesn't support us to take the action that we need. I really like to think that everything happens for a reason. And even if it's the darkest time or, you know, a real challenge or something that just totally sucks, because it's okay to accept that sometimes we just go through a really difficult period and we don't need to sugarcoat it. Sometimes it just sucks. And you know, I support clients, I think all of my clients actually have been through injuries at various points that we've worked together. And sometimes, you know, we just accept like, okay, we're in a period where like it sucks right now. But you get to decide whether you stick in the kind of turmoil and the overthinking and the brain going to, you know, worst case scenario, or do we accept that, you know, everything happens for a reason and completely trust that at some point something good is going to come out of this? You know, there's going to be something positive or there's going to be a lesson that we can take from it. Now, it doesn't detract from the pain that you might go through in that moment, but having that trust that, okay, things are going to work out, everything happens for a reason, it allows us to lean into it. And when we can learn to lean into the discomfort, that's really, really powerful. So something to help you, you know, when you're going through a challenging period, a tricky phase, time that just sucks, I've found that having clarity on what you're working towards can really help you to open up to allowing things to happen. So you start to release the how and you accept that there are multiple ways that I can get what I desire. I really like the phrase this or better. So sometimes when I'm working on manifesting, I'll be like, you know, manifesting this thing, it's this or something better. And therefore, when we're in a challenging phase, it's like, okay, I've got clarity on where I'm going. It's going to be that or it's going to be something better. And I might not have it right now, but that's okay, because I'm releasing the how and I'm trusting that something, someone is going to guide me, support me, opportunities are going to come my way. And on the note of opportunities, when we release the how and we open to allowing, to receiving, we also open ourselves up to potential surprises. And that's definitely what I've found. It's probably why I'm in the basketball space, to be honest, because I had a really clear vision of what I wanted my lifestyle to look like, how I wanted to work, how I wanted to be transforming people's lives. And I kind of released the how, and here I am. I found myself in the basketball world, and this is 100% the space for me. But, you know, a few years ago, I wouldn't have ever planned to be in the basketball world. It's kind of doors just opened and things unfolded, and I allowed it to happen, and it felt really good. And that came out of a really difficult period of having to close one of my other businesses. But I think had I not been open to allowing and receiving, I wouldn't be recording this podcast. I wouldn't be in this space. I wouldn't be doing the work that I do. So being open to potential surprises that might come your way. And then as long as you're taking action, you're moving forward. So reminding yourself, even if it's teeny tiny baby steps, you know, especially when I've been supporting clients who are going through injuries, they just want to get back on the court. And I know that you can relate to this. And they're grasping the outcome so tight that they're forgetting that actually each little thing that they do every single day, that consistent action, that is movement. They are moving forward. So yeah, it's really hard because we're human and we want to control everything. You know, I love to plan every single little detail. And, you know, sometimes that serves me, but other times it just sends me into a head spin. And I've worked so hard, and I continue to do it, to just release that graspiness and actually open up, allow things to happen, allow things to unfold. And I've been tapping in a lot with kind of nature vibes. You know, nature flows. It goes with the seasons. It's the whole thing of nature, the ebb and flow, the change of the seasons. There's no graspiness. There's no control in the outcome. There's just a flow. And, you know, when you're on the court, that's what you want to be in. You want to be in flow. You want to be in the zone. Well, spoiler alert, we've got to do that off the court as well. So something for you to think about today is whenever we're in our head, when we're overthinking, when we're grasping the outcome, particularly when we're in a challenging phase, move out of your head and into your body. So know how you can regulate your nervous system. So things like your breath, you know, we've spoken before about box breathing. That can take us into that kind of allowing phase. It can calm down the nervous system, calms down the brain so that we can think clearer. We can take action. We can make decisions and we can just ease the reins a bit. You know, we start to focus on protecting our peace and allowing things to happen and trusting the process, which I know is a cliche. Even as the words come out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, it's such a cliche. But trust the process. Trust that everything that you're doing is helping things to unfold as they need to. And that when there are challenges or setbacks, that not unfortunately. See, I'm catching my own brain there. It is not unfortunately. That is part of the process. And so leaning into it, knowing how you can tap into your mind and body to calm your nervous system, calm your brain. Remember that that's the thing that you can control. You can't control the outcome, but you can control how you respond to it and the action that you take. Now, this has been a long episode, but hopefully you've got some gems to take away around the art of surrender. Like I said, for me, it's a work in progress. And I think when we can accept that as well, it's never going to be perfect. Maybe this is something we're always going to be working on, and that is totally okay. if you need any support around leaning into surrender, allowing things to happen, you know, do just reach out to me on Instagram. I would love to have a conversation about this. And whatever you're up to today, I hope you are having a good one. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of MBA Mental Boost, the secret weapon to supercharging your performance on the court. If you found today's episode useful, don't forget to subscribe and share. You can connect with me over on any social platform. You can find me at Dr. Rosie Mead. Until next time, go out there and dominate using the power of your mind. This is Dr. Rosie, signing off.